In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the blessed month of Ba'una, and the gospel of this blessed Sunday, we hear one of the confrontations between the Pharisees and the scribes and the Lord. And in their confrontation with him, they went on accusing him and even cursing and insulting him, saying that this fellow doesn't cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. So here the confrontation is turning from the objectivity into accusing the Lord Jesus Christ with something that's far, of course, from him. And the whole passage is speaking about how every bad word we say, we will be accountable before God about it. And hearing this, we have to be very cautious with what we say every day. One of the sins that is too much underestimated is when we revile and we curse, we say something bad. And we assume that's not a big deal. Everybody's doing the same. Even when we hear St. Paul warning that neither revilers will enter the kingdom. The people who their mouths are not clean, all the time speaking bad words over and over, this something might disqualify them from entering the kingdom. It is that serious, my brethren. So the Lord warned that every word we say, we will be accountable. God will judge every single word. And this is something that we have to heed and we put in consideration. So we have to watch over what we say. But he also gave us an example of how we should face such accusations, how we can face an insult. This is something that usually we say that we curse back when we are cursed. It's not my habit that I say bad word, but when somebody is teasing me or giving me hard time or saying something bad to me, I cannot help myself. I just find myself that I curse back, and this is what happened, and we go and the discussion goes in a way that's ungodly. And unfortunately, that this kind of dialogues that's not godly, not righteous, not befitting the children of God, sometimes take place in our own homes. Inside the home, we find that maybe brethren or a brother and sister or sisters or whatever are communicating bad words to each other. And even the father and the mother, sometimes they forget that they are called to initiate and build a church in their houses, and they keep on communicating bad words as well. All of these things, we will be judged and condemned because of them. We have not to share in something like this. So how we can face insults? How can we deal with them? The Lord, in one instance, kept silent. We hear this when he was tried before the high priest. We hear that, and the high priest arose and said to him, "Do you answer nothing? What does these men testify against you?" But Jesus kept silent. At that time, silence is exactly what wisdom would imply to us to do. Keep silent. Do not answer at all. This is something that's wise. Don't think that because you didn't answer when you were insulted that you are the weak person. On the contrary, actually, you are strong enough to keep silent while you are insulted. So in one time, the Lord did this. In another occasion, he left the whole place. He just departed from the assembly. This happened, and we hear about it in the Gospel of St. Luke, and rose up and thrust him out of the city. The whole multitude went, and they wanted to even throw him from over a mountain. And they led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down over the cliff. Then passing through the midst of them, he went his way. He just departed from the whole assembly. And this is also something we need to learn. If a discussion is heating up, and I feel like things are not going in the right direction, and the words start to go and in a level that is not befitting a Christian home, it is wise at that time maybe to go to your room and close the door after you. Just depart from this whole thing. Avoid it altogether, so this would make you safe from saying something bad, you will be accountable before God about it. In this situation that we see today, the Lord, when he heard that he is a man who is possessed by demons and he cast out demons by the chief demon, he remained objective all the time. He didn't turn it into something personal, and he started to argue with the people. He said to them, if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? He kept the objectivity inside this discussion that was not taking actually a righteous turn. How can he do this? How, while he is insulted, he still can answer and keep the objectivity and keep the discussion? Let me explain to you. This is very hard, my brethren, to think about it. Because the first time, the first moment where we hear an insult, then at that time everything falls and it becomes my dignity, my honor, and I'm not going to allow this to happen, and things lose its objectivity altogether. He also argued with logic when he, in another situation, when they said that this man is against God because he heals on the Sabbath. We hear him answering this way. Then he said to them, what man is there among you who has one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out? To answer with the logic, this means that you are in control of your emotions. You are in control of your mind and your temper. Something that actually we do not experience when we are angry. When we are angry, the logic falls. This is exactly what happened. But the Lord kept the objectivity and kept the logic, answering and making a case with them. And he said to them, if you call me so, then let me explain to you. If you have a sheep, and this sheep fell into a pit, wouldn't you go and pick it up on the Sabbath? This is exactly what I am doing. The Lord is giving us, my brethren, an example of how we face sometimes accusations and insults. When this people speak to us in a way that we feel it's unfair and it is not really whom we are. Not only so, but he prayed also for those people who crucified him. This is the top of the list. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Can we say and utter these blessed words? Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Can we withdraw from ungodly discussions and just pray for those people who are giving us hard time and say, God, forgive them, because they do not know what they do? Believe me, my brethren, if we do this, maybe 80% of the debates and arguments and fights in our houses will be eliminated, if we will be able to face it like the Lord, how he's teaching us. In observing him throughout his ministry, he was accused and he was insulted many times, many ways, even physically, when the people like slapped him on his face. A lot of things happened to him. But he never turned it evil for evil. Nothing, he never did it. Never turned it evil for evil. He never stopped serving everyone, even those people whom he knew that they will shout and say, crucify him. He served him all the time. He never pitied himself and feel like, after all what I'm doing, this is what I am receiving. And then he falls into this cycle of like withdrawing and isolating himself and feeling bad about what the people is doing to him. All of this negative cycle, the Lord never fell into this. He never took the offensive side in a discussion. He can get the Pharisees and scribes and actually dissect them and tell them, what do you say? Let me tell you who is exactly the one who is possessed by demons and led by evil spirits. But he never did. So looking at this example, the Lord made us in his image. God created us to be like him. Then when we answer evil by evil, when we are cursed and we curse back in return, when we hold the grudge and we wait until the moment where we avenge from this person, when we go and ruin the reputation of those people maybe who hurt us, then when we do this, we were not at that time in his image. he taught us something, and looking at his life and how he gave the example, the Lord was always a person, a holy person, who never fell into this ditch of returning evil by evil or going into negative discussions or arguments. Let us learn this from the Lord. Let us be as him, holy. There are certain things it's not fitting the children of God whatsoever under any circumstances. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.